I'm Eleanor Bennett with Aspen Public Radio News. Anderson Ranch Arts Center's cafe has been dishing up global food nights throughout the month of September. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth has the details.
David Wong took over as the new director of culinary arts and operations at the Snowmass Village campus earlier this summer. He says the ranch's international-themed food nights bring a new buzz to his reinvented cafe concept.
Bringing in these multicultural flavors and different types of cuisine is just a fun way to bring more diversity to the valley.
The weekly events are called Social September and run on Thursday nights throughout the month. Wong added that the cafe's outdoor space and the size of the art facility's campus makes it easy for diners to enjoy their meals and socially distance. Oktoberfest is scheduled as the next Social September, happening on September 24th. Guests can register for the event at andersonranch.org. Kirsten Dobroth, Edlis Neeson, Arts and Culture Desk.
The Colorado River's largest reservoirs are expected to keep struggling over the next 5 years due to climate change. Luke Runyon has more.
The Colorado River is entering its 21st year of sustained dry conditions. The watershed is also rapidly warming. And that, combined with cities, farmers, and industries relying heavily on its water, has left Lakes Powell and Meade extremely low. The Bureau of Reclamation oversees the West's water infrastructure, and its commissioner, Brenda Berman, says it's likely the reservoirs will drop even further by 2026.
There is uncertainty and risk on the horizon, but the policy decisions we're making have been made to address that risk.
Berman says her agency's model shows an increasing likelihood of an official shortage being declared on the Southwestern River after this year's dismal runoff. Flows into Lake Powell this summer were about half of what they are in an average year. I'm Luke Runyon.
Colorado's Secretary of State Jenna Griswold will ask federal mailing officials to pay for a new election flyer. Over the weekend, a judge ruled to stop the USPS from sending out a mailer that had inaccurate information, but hundreds of thousands had already been delivered. Griswold says she was surprised to see mailing officials defend their actions and sees it as part of the Trump administration's continued attack on mail-in ballots.
And unfortunately, we are seeing a pattern of voter suppression out of the White House. And unfortunately, part of that is using USPS to try to sow confusion and disenfranchise voters for November.
All Colorado residents registered to vote before October 26th will receive a mail-in ballot, even if they don't request it. This is Aspen Public Radio News.